Hello, sports fans. This is Brett Gunner coming right at you with the 2007 NFL Draft Preview. There's many storylines in this year's draft, and the first one I want to go over is, what about Brady Quinn? What about number 10 for the Irish? Many had him 4 months ago being the top guy in this year's draft. Now he's kind of, you know, fallen off some people's boards. People say his stock has fallen, and the kid hasn't even played a game since January. How has his stock fallen? He's had great workouts, was a top quarterback in the bench press at the combine, had a great pro day at Notre Dame, ran through a very, very smooth passing exercises, displayed great arm strength, great mechanics at the Notre Dame pro day. You know, why is he dropping? Is it just because Jamarcus Russell has shown so much in his workouts? Or is it kind of the Matt Leinart syndrome that happened to the top quarterback out of Southern Cal last year, where he just slid to number 7 because people didn't think he was elusive enough? They didn't think that this quarterback from a top program like Southern Cal could translate into the NFL. When, you know, I compare these two players, and they both were in pro style offenses, both had great head coaches, and are very, you know, physically, you know, ready for the NFL. You know, both have big frames, big builds, great accuracy. That's going to be one big thing that plays out. Will Brady Quinn stay in the top 5, or is he going to fall out of the top 5 and fall out of the top 10, which I definitely don't think will happen. And the other one is character counts in the NFL now. Pac-Man got suspended for the whole season. Chris Henry got suspended for some games. You can't be a Lawrence Phillips, Ricky Williams type of player anymore in the NFL. You got to be kind of a choir boy now. You got to watch what you do. You got to watch your character. This is a suit and tie NFL now. They don't allow drugs. They don't allow, you know, gambling. They don't allow any of this abuse and, you know, bad publicity for these teams. That's a big, you know, storyline. Are the teams going to take the chance on the players that have character issues coming out of college? And that we don't know of. The other would have to be, are the teams in the top 10 going to take the best player available? Or are they going to take it for the position that's in need for the team? Like with the Raiders with the first pick, they need a quarterback. But Calvin Johnson, in my mind and a lot of experts' minds, is the best player on the board. Who will they take? And in this first segment, I'm going to go over the top 10 offensive prospects. So this is the intro right now. We're going to move into number 1. Welcome once again, sports fans. This is Brett Gunner. And my number 1 pick for the top 10 NFL offensive prospects for this year's draft, you guys all know who I'm about to say. It is Calvin Johnson out of Georgia Tech University, 6'5", 240 pounds of solid muscle. This guy is a freak of nature, 45-inch vertical, 4.35 40, an outstanding leaper. He has great hands. He catches the ball away from his body, runs sharp, precise routes, has great separation down the field. If the ball is in the air at the highest point, nobody's going to beat him. I mean, this guy is an absolute animal. You know, most receivers in the league who are 6'5", don't have a 45-inch vertical. Very strong, almost in a Terrell Owens body. You know, coming out of college, you don't always see that. You look last year, Chad Jackson and Santana Holmes both had size issues coming in the NFL and strength issues. Not so much Chad Jackson, more Santana Holmes, but he is the best combination I've seen in recent years coming out of the draft. There are very little weaknesses. He actually blocks really well. You know, I watch his film, I see him plummeting defensive backs down the field. Everybody in the NFL, all 32 teams, have to want Calvin Johnson. He's going to be somebody you don't see, you know, come around for another decade. He's a really special player, and I'm just really, really, you know, intrigued with where he's going to go. I have a feeling he's going to go with the Raiders, and he is definitely the top guy on my board. There you have it. Number one, Kelvin Johnson.